Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I love when Daniel gives me the go ahead and start talking thing, and I'm like, dude, I'm trying to rock out and let this play out a little bit here and enjoy it.
No, that's they down the hall.
They play that music around the corner, the and yeah, exactly. There's music on the other side of the building. This is Rennie Knott filling in for Dave Glover on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Wow, 2025 is slowly closing out. A lot of things have happened since the first of the year. We could only hope that in 2026, things are that much better for us all. And one of the things that can help us get there is to have somebody in our corner, someone who can motivate us, someone who can give us that kick in the rear end, or just those words in our ear that kind of give you that opportunity to say, you know what, I got this. I can do this. So I was thinking the other day as I was asked to fill in, and I thought, well, who could I get to help us kick it into 2026? And I thought, oh, Ben Newman. Ben Newman, he is the man. This guy helped lead the Alabama Crimson Tide with Nick Saban. This man has helped college football teams overcome. He's helped businesses overcome. And I know he can help the citizens who listen to KMOX overcome as well and achieve something they may have not thought they could achieve until someone made them believe that they could. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my good friend, Ben Newman, into the program. How are you doing, Ben?
Rennie, it is always great to hear your voice. Building the friendship with you over 20 years still puts a smile on my face.
Well, I thank you for being there for me, not just as, you know, started off with financial consulting and then branched into what you do now, but being that guy that I can call and can give me a couple of words. And really, it's just in the conversations we have doing interviews where I walk away feeling like, and we talked about this earlier in the segment, I could run through a wall. There's an intensity that you bring when you're behind the microphone, when you're on stage. Where does that intensity come from?
Well, for me, Rennie, and I appreciate you asking the question, especially this time of year when, you know, so many individuals, they're right at that end of that 12-round fight, you know, 12 months in a year. And you know, many of us, we've just had these great years. You feel like you've won big and you're getting ready to ask yourself the question, do I have it within me to do it again? And for me, what I've always found is empowering and inspiring others to find what I call their burn. Mm. You know, so many coaches and speakers, they talk about why and purpose. But I've believed and I've seen it written so many times from so many different authors and athletes and business owners. When you find that burn, that internal fire, that drive that ignites why and purpose, calendar doesn't care. You know, whether it's the end of the year, the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, the end of a quarter, you stay connected to that burn and you find a little extra fight, especially on the days you don't feel like it.
What has been your burn?
Well, for me, it was having to grow up, and you've heard me tell this so many times, but I had to grow up so fast. You know, so many St. Louisans here, you guys will know what I'm talking about. National interviews, they don't necessarily know when I say Waverton Drive, but I grew up on Waverton Drive in Ladue, and I'm a Ladue High School grad, and So I'm just a kid from the Lou, and I had to grow up really, really fast watching my mother battle a rare muscle disease as a single mom fighting to make ends meet. And 11 days before my 8th birthday, my mother passed away from a disease called amyloidosis. Right there on 33 Waverton, we had 24-hour nursing care. And, you know, my mom would come to the dinner table with an IV stand to ask me how my day was at school. And when I look back on that now, and I didn't understand it as a 7-year-old boy, but when I look back on it now, the strength and the fire and the conviction and the passion that my mother must have had with the pain. I mean, 24-hour nursing care in the house. There were times where I had to climb under my mother's IV wires to tuck her in at night, but she would make it to that dining room table. Mike Rennie, I'm telling you, she'd make it to that dining room table every night, even if it had an IV stand with her, and she would ask me how my day was at school. And it made me realize that there's a fight and this burn inside of you that I can't waste a day. And so for me, I think of my mom every single morning. Her name is on my alarm clock when I wake up to make sure I don't hit that snooze button. And I fight to be the best husband I can be. I fight to be the best father that I can be. And I mess those things up all the time, but I give it my best. And I try to empower and inspire others to find their burn. Because my mother's story isn't going to wake people up. It might inspire you for a short while, but I believe everybody has that burn from sacrifice, pain, that's given them perspective to fight when they don't feel like it.
You know, one of the questions I had for you, you know, we're near the end of the year and everybody has their resolutions and things of that nature. And I've always found like it, when you procrastinate, you know, why not start now? Why wait till the first of the year? So how do you get people engaged in saying, you know, now's as good a time as any compared to saying, I'm going to stop doing this on January 1st, or I'm going to start doing more of this on January 1st? Isn't now as good a time as any?
And that's where, you know, it's such a great question, Mike. And I always think about, you know, things that Coach Saban used to tell us. I was blessed to spend 5 years and be part of 2 national championships as the mental conditioning coach for Alabama. And he used to share with us all the time, if you guys would have come to practice with me, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And, you know, he would teach us, you don't pick and choose when you want to be great. That's a choice you have to make every single day. And so I think when you connect to that burn, as I had mentioned earlier, the calendar doesn't care what day it is. You have to make a choice to do what's necessary every single day. And I want to give a shout out to another dear friend in St. Louis and that you guys both know well, my good buddy, Drew Hanlon. And I remember Drew said one time we were sharing the stage at an event and he said, man, it is much harder to try to figure out how to do something 90% of the time than to just do it 100. Huh. And it's so true. Like, just wake up and do what you know you need to do that makes you feel good to be a great example for those little eyes that are watching you in your home or the person you're an example for. Don't pick and choose, because if you pick and choose and you fall short, that might be the day that they're watching the closest.
You're listening to Dave Newman right now, or Dave Newman, Dave Glover's show, Ben Newman. I don't know, you guys aren't related, are you?
Not that he knows of.
This is one of those times when I'm not accustomed to doing radio. It's like, oh, normally these things are taped, and so I can correct myself without anybody knowing, but this is on live radio. One of the things that I find, and I was talking to these guys during the break, is that it's not just the time of the day, it's the time of your life, because any moment in your life, things can change up. But unless you take control of it at some point, it can get out of hand real quick. And I know for me, things got out of hand a few years ago because I thought I needed to buy things and be this and be that. It is just now at the age of 61 that I have this other awakening that takes place. How often do you see people later in their years have these awakenings in that they finally get their lives on track?
Well, let me first say, and Mike, I think you can attest to this, how proud you are when you look at, you know, Rennie now. But Rennie, I remember, you know, meeting you 20 years ago and walking into your house for the first time and meeting Marla for the first time. And yes, I mean, you always had your closet, like you never wore the same thing twice. It was beautiful watches and. But I remember, you know, being a former athlete, you know, you weren't making the choices that you knew you needed to. And then you made a choice that your health and being there for Aaron and for Easton and being there for their lives. And you got healthy and you lost weight. I know you still enjoy a good cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
But man, you look so good because you made the choice. And so that's what I think is a great opportunity for all of us, is find those examples where just because you have patterns of behavior that last a certain amount of time a certain way doesn't mean you can't change them. And so, you know, it's funny that you bring up nice things because, Rennie, if you remember, I cold called you for business because I loved your watch. And now, like both of us, it's like those things don't matter as much as just family and health and just being our best that we can be for our families and for those we love and get to spend time with.
Yeah, I think that there's always this thing called an image. And I think the image you always wanted to present, especially as a young black man, is that you wanted people to look at you and say, oh, that guy is successful. And so often success was tied to material things, be it a car, be it a watch, be it a suit, be it a look. And so I felt that, well, no one's going to listen to me unless they saw me and go, that guy must be somebody to listen to. Look at him. He's doing well in his life. But I think that is an image that is seen a lot, and people don't know the true stories unless they start turning the pages and understand there's a lot more to it, a lot of background, a lot of people who are just being propped up by what they think is the right thing to do, but what they're actually doing is falling down because they're not taking care of the foundation and the support systems.
It is so true, and actually hearing you say that makes me think, you know, why do people invite you? Why do they love hearing you? It's energy. You know, it's you could go and do something for a philanthropy event. It's like, they're not inviting you, Rennie, because they know you're going to wear a great outfit. They're like, man, we love that big smile. And we love that energy. And, you know, basketball season is kicking into high gear. And the next book that I'm going to write is going to be called The Process. And I'm going to engage people with a concept that I really designed through researching Mark Few, who I've never had the chance to work with Mark or the Gonzaga basketball program, but a legendary Hall of Fame coach. And he teaches his players energy-giving behaviors. He calls them EGBs. And they're all the things that you wouldn't expect coaches to track, diving on the floor, high fives, the stuff that doesn't show up in a box score. Mm. And I heard this, and I read this, and I studied it, and I've now brought it to the business world, and I call them high-energy units. And it's what are the things, what can we do, right? Like, I'm not playing basketball, but what can we do if we're not an athlete in our regular lives? And I think to bring like the high energy that people expect of you, Rennie, for all of us, whoever's listening, to bring high energy to your families, to bring high energy to your businesses, to bring your high energy to the world, that's something that people are attracted to. And so I can't wait to bring that out in the next book, but I've introduced it in our business coaching as well as our athletic program, our athletic coaching. It's had a profound impact on how people show up because they're choosing to intentionally focus on the energy that they bring.
Ben, how does it start? It sounds like a simple question, but I know people who say, well, I'm going to turn my life around for this reason or that reason, and I'm listening to you, and you sound like a guy that's motivated, and you can get people moving in the right direction. But internally, it's got to start somewhere. So how does one take that first step?
I think for those that, you know, heard me sharing about my mom, we have to find our unique stories that are going to get us up out of bed. I remember the first time that Marshall Faulk and I had the chance to share the stage together. It was actually a virtual event for COVID. I'll never forget it. I asked our friends, actually it was Andy Frisella from First Form, another great St. Louis company, and a friend of his, Ed Milette, and they have us on for this big virtual event. And I was like, hey, can I like stay on and listen to Marshall? They're like, of course. And I'd known Marshall for years, and we all loved Marshall from when he was here in St. Louis. And I remember Marshall told the story of when he would leave the house in San Diego growing up as a kid. The house, there were 11 kids in the house. Mm-hmm. He shares with the audience listening virtually a great sandwich with white bread and sugar on it. And he said, man, he said, I would leave that house every single day before I would go train. And I would say, today I'm going to give it everything that I've got so nobody in that house ever has to eat white bread and sugar sandwiches ever again. And so that right there is another example of the burn. And I shared that with Marshall, my work at Kansas State, my dear friend and future Hall of Fame coach Chris Kleiman just retired. We ended an 11-year run together, but our last game was against Colorado. And I reminded Marshall of that as we stood on the 50-yard line during warm-ups, and he smiled so big. But, like, those are the stories that make the difference. It's Marshall thinking about white bread and sugar. It's me thinking about my mother coming to the table with an IV. It's each individual has to find that and then choose just one day at a time. Connect to that burner, what deeply drives you, that says, I won't waste this day. And rather than trying to figure out what the result is going to be, just stay connected to that one day and that one opportunity. Make the most of it and stack those opportunities. The byproduct is in sports and in business, you'll win at high levels.
Hey, Ben, can you hang out just a little bit longer with us?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back on the other side here on the Dave Glover Show and talk more with Ben Newman. He's a man that can get you motivated for 2026 and beyond. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show. We come in with a little bit of Run DMC in the background because I was asked beforehand, what is my favorite music? And I thought, well, what rap music can I say that will be tolerated by the masses? I go, I better go Run DMC. Everything else got a little bit much to it. Yeah, it's safe. It is safe. Running out behind the microphone in studio here at KMOX alongside Mike Claiborne. We also have my son Easton here and my good friend Callie as well. And on the phone, we have Ben Newman. And a lot of folks may not know Ben, but I suggest that you Google him right now so you can learn more about him because
he's a guy.
Not while
you're driving.
Well, unless you got one of those cars.
Well,
you know, you just verbally ask the car to do things, yeah. Right?
I don't think you can Google.
You can't Google. That's okay. Disabled. Well, as I told you guys, I have a Mini Cooper.
You don't have that luxury. I just do have automatic windows.
I have to roll them down. But Ben is a guy that has motivated athletes as well as CEOs across not just our nation but across the world. He's a guy that knows how to get the burn out of you and to make you do things that make you all that you could possibly be. But Ben, in many ways, to be the person you can be, to reach your full potential, it really is all about the person themselves and finding it within themselves to get it done. Yes?
Absolutely. You know, it makes me think of something I oftentimes share with coaches and leaders. You can only lead somebody to the level of discipline in which you live. And, you know, you having me on for a little extra segment here, I'm going to cut it to you guys raw because I care that much about everybody listening and, you know, want to make sure that there's action or a choice to take action rather than, you know, us just sharing some stories and thoughts and quick motivation because motivation doesn't last. And so I think it's important that we have to say, what's the action that I'm willing to take? And we live in a world where everybody tells you how great they want to be, but until we have a conversation with your action, we don't really know what the real story is. We don't really know how bad you want it. And so I would just encourage everybody to reflect back. If there's an action step, something I could take for you to go through this quick exercise and take it into next year, ask yourself these two questions. What are the habits and disciplines that I'm taking with me into 2026? Right? So mirror of accountability, not impressing anybody, the real raw truth for yourself so that you can change and be better heading into next year. What are the habits and disciplines you're most proud of? I need to keep doing these things. They're coming with me into 2026. And then I would encourage everybody with just a ruthless honesty for yourself. And you don't have to tell anybody the answers. They're for you. What are you leaving behind in 2025? And, you know, that type of honesty with ourselves when we break down our year or our life, the way that we ask athletes to break down game film, when you do that and you choose to make change, that's where the real story and then the real impact is written.
Can the expectation be too big, though? Can I sit here and say, I'm going to do this in 2026, and can I be so unrealistic because, you know, that's impossible, or is it possible to set a bar and get there no matter how high that bar is?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm so glad you asked that question, Rennie, because I think there is this careful balance of, I'm a huge thinker, and I encourage people to think big, but that realistic word, it doesn't mean that I'm saying don't think big, you know, but if your revenue this year was $1, right, for the year, and the next year, then to say you're going to have $100, it's probably like, really, is it really going to be 100? Let's talk in millions, right, $1 million to $100 million. But if your revenues were $1 million, could you get to $3 million? What's the number that deep down inside you know it stretches you, pushes you, and challenges you? Don't pick the number for comfort. Oh, it's 5% growth, knowing that with the habits and disciplines you've built, you can easily get there. Really push and challenge yourself. But I think that is an accurate thing, you know, to say that my business is going to grow 100 times over in 1 year. Probably not realistic. It's not us encouraging somebody to think small. It's thinking realistic. But everybody knows that point of challenge. Most people aren't willing to meet it and take action every day.
You also have to be considerate of your own mental health, correct? That I can't push myself beyond my own mental limits.
Without question. And I think that's a really important thing where I still have 2 coaches. I mean, this is the work that I do, and I've been blessed to work with some of the highest performers to ever walk the face of the earth, and they count on me to help them. But if I'm not doing things to make sure that my mental state is okay, and I have challenges every day, I have challenges personally, I have challenges professionally, I try my best in order to handle things the right way, and I mess up in doing so, but I need those coaches, I need my beautiful wife Amy to help me with those tough personal things that go sometimes. Like, you don't have to do it by yourself. So I think that's an important piece that you bring up, Rennie. Very important piece. There's nothing wrong with having somebody to help you.
Understandable. I got to ask you this because I was telling them that, oh, you got to hear Ben, because when Ben talks, they're so intense. And at the same time, he will just start sweating because he's so intense about it. Are you sweating right now?
I'm sweating a little bit, actually.
But in a good way. In a good way. In an intense way. Yes.
Yeah, you know, that for me, there's an intensity about me that when people get to know me, sometimes I think they're just like, man, this guy's intense. But then they realize I love what I do. Mm-hmm. And I love challenging people in a way that most people aren't willing to challenge them. And I think life is so short. Why would we ever want to protect ourselves when we can step into the fire, especially do it, you know, with somebody who cares and loves and supports us? And I've got great coaches that have done that for me, and I try my best to do that for others.
Well, Ben, I appreciate you coming on and chatting with us and getting people in the right mindset heading into a brand new year. But as Mike brought up and as you brought up too, nothing wrong with getting started today if not get started tomorrow. Why wait to January 1st of 2026? You're also going to be on the podcast, The Rundown with Rennie Knott. I look forward to that sit down. That should be intense.
I cannot wait.
I'm sitting here thinking maybe I should wear a tank top for that one so that I can sweat too, because I know it's going to be intense. Ben, tell the family I said hello, and thank you so much for being here, and all the best to you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Rennie, thank you so much. Please tell Marla and the kids hello. And Mike, thank you for the opportunity. Just one last quick thing. Greatest life lesson I ever learned, it came from my mom. It's not how long you live. It's how you choose to live your life. So just big blessings and love to all the citizens of St. Louis that I love so much that we all have an opportunity to spend time with on settings like this. So thank you for having me, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
I got you, sir.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Ben. We're going to step aside one more time here for this end of the half hour. We're back on the other side with more of our chat on this beautiful, warm December 26th at St. Louis. What is it, like 60, 70 degrees outside?
There's something wrong outside.
Something wrong. Yeah. Something real wrong. Global warming? You tell me.
No, they say that's a scam.
Okay. We'll be right back. Right now, name that tune.
I'm bad with names.
Yeah, I can't name it either. I just like the sound.
I mean,
sound
I know
of it,
but I just...
You know it, Easton?
This is the first one I didn't know.
Okay, Callie?
Too young.
Too young. You know, a lot of times the kids will hear this music and think that it's a different song because it was mixed in something that they learned later in life.
I'll tell you, now, Easton, did you listen to your dad's music when you were in the car with him?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I stole it later.
Okay. Still does. What do you mean used
to? So my kids, when I would take them to school, would listen to my music. So then they go away to college, and they were at a party, and my daughter tells me they were playing some P-Funk at this party, and this girl was like, oh, my God, I've never heard this before. This is I got to go find. And so when she told her, this is what my dad listened to, and it's amazing how the music goes full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'm not a big fan of today's music because I don't think we have enough legitimate musicians because of technology.
I can agree with that.
You know, when I talk about great guitar players under the age of 40, you know, who can really play. Mm-hmm. But, you know, technology has taken over so much, it's hard to find legitimate bands to really listen to.
Yeah.
And so don't get me started on that.
Well, it's interesting you brought up Parliament Funkadelic. Because the very first concert I ever went to in my entire life was at the Los Angeles Forum, and I believe it was Mothership Connection or something along those lines.
Which is in the Smithsonian, by the way.
Yeah, and that's where it started with me. Brothers Johnson, I think, also played.
Louis Johnson, Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson. Yeah.
And he was the bass player on Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. I just learned something new today. So I'm today's years old when I found all that out. What's crazy about it all is that music lasts the test of time. It might be sampled in other things, but One Nation Under a Groove. The first time I heard One Nation Under a Groove, I was a ninth grader in Inglewood High School. The basketball team was doing a pep rally in the afternoon, lunchtime. That song starts up, basketball team comes in from the locker room, and they circle around, and everybody's going nuts, and each guy comes up and just stunks the basketball. But it was that song that set it apart, because if it wasn't for that way that song grooved and brought you into it, bunch of guys dunking a basketball.
Not So Knee Deep is the one that gets me on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Still to this day.
These two are over here going, huh?
Yeah.
Who that is? What that is? What that's all about? But.
Don't worry. You'll be in that spot here.
I will say this, though. Yesterday, watching the halftime show with Snoop Dogg, I thought it was a great halftime show.
So
mixed reviews by folks, but I think 90% of them said it was good.
So here's my challenge with TV now. Now that we have the streaming, we talked about it earlier in the show. Somebody's got to come up with a way where my streaming does not interfere with my direct stream, where I want to be able to go from YouTube or Netflix back to CBS.
Yeah.
Or ESPN or whatever. Yeah. Because the whole spinning thing and having to redo,
out of an app, into an app.
Yeah.
Out of an app, into an app.
So can we find somebody who can make that, just put all that together and we can make that happen?
I think it'll eventually happen.
Well, it's starting to happen. People are all buying each other. You've got Hulu on Disney, HBO on Netflix.
I want my remote control to be able to go from one to the other without having to.
And that may be a Samsung question.
Might be user error.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's very much the thing, is each company buying out each other. And I think on the sports side of things, when you've got a Netflix or a Prime game that's a standalone game, it's one thing. Like, okay, I'd love to be able to switch to something else, but this is the only game that's on right now, so I'm not worried about it too much. The moment that they venture into that, hey, we are a part of, you know, five different games that are on right now, or whatever it might be, that's when they will say, oh, we actually have to fix this, because mm-hmm. that's when people are really right. going to say, I'll deal with it for right now. The day that it's, oh, I got to switch back and forth to watch a game that's on right now, absolutely not.
Yeah, but that was the case yesterday, if you think about it. So we're NFL guys. So watch the NFL. But, oh, Lakers are playing yesterday. But to get to the Lakers game, I got to get out of Netflix
so to go back to YouTube. I just stayed with basketball. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, I'm good. Yeah. All right, it was actually good. Well, one more before you go. See, he's wearing the Commanders.
Uh-huh.
They actually played a decent game yesterday. A game that everybody thought they're going to get blown
right,
out.
Exactly.
Really came down to the last play of the game.
Hey, we tried our best to get blown out at first, but they fought.
Yeah. Just listen to him. We. I like that.
You know, yeah, you know, okay. Don't you love that?
The beauty of it is they're, you know, I've loved that team my entire life, and my friends in D.C. love that team for however many years. If you would have talked to me, you know, 5-8 years ago, there was no we. It's
them.
Them. I mean, you know, and it was, you don't want to claim them. You don't, you want to stay away from them. You seeing the district right now, and you walk around and people are actually wearing Commanders gear. They're actually excited about, like, what? Like, yes, it's amazing last year, Jaden Daniels, everything else. But even before that, people are proud of this team.
There's again. A vibe.
It is.
There's a vibe.
It's amazing. It's like, okay, great.
So now you're obviously a command. Rennie, did you like it? See, I've always been a Cardinals Blues fan.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Lived and died with them.
Yeah.
But I'm not that sports fan, and I'm in the business of sport where I have teams that I just follow because of whatever other reason.
Yeah.
So what about you guys?
So I grew up in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So my teams were actually, I love the Dodgers, but I love USC and UCLA. I like the Lakers during the Showtime Laker team and
Laker
all that.
I'm a Laker guy. Now, I take that back. And I've been a Laker guy since I was a child.
You got to love the Lakers.
Yeah.
Just the way they play the game. But my favorite all-time athlete is two people, Muhammad Ali mm-hmm. and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But I knew Kareem as he was Lew Alcindor when he played for UCLA. I watched him then. I watched him play for the Bucks, and, of course, you know, watched him dominate when he went to the Lakers. So I grew up with those. Now, this young guy over here has changed horses quite a bit in his lifetime. But that's okay. He's always stuck with the Commanders, and he's always stuck with the Maryland Terrapins.
I haven't changed. I just haven't committed until a certain time.
Okay. So his commitment, and fans on Kimo X are not going to like to hear this, but he moved to Chicago for a stretch of time.
Oh, boy.
He moved there when they won the World Series.
October 2016 is a great time.
Mr. And Fairweather.
Hey, I was already.
Hey, I'm not saying nothing.
That's not Mr. Fairweather here.
Child of the 90s.
You probably can say, go Cubs, go, too. Can't you?
I could. I could.
There's a why you couldn't say it for a while.
There is a Chicago flag tattooed on my leg.
Oh, my goodness.
You grow up in the 90s. You know, you had national games that were on, but every kid could watch the Braves on TBS, and you could watch the Cubs on WGN.
Yeah.
So, okay, follow the Cubs. Sammy says all that. Got here naturally as a teenager, moving to St. Louis. Everybody likes the Cardinals, and, you know, what is a teenager going to do? Rebel against that. Well, I don't like the Cardinals. I'm not going to like the Cardinals. Move to Chicago, or, you know, go to college. A lot of my friends, huge Chicago sports fans, Cubs fans. Love Javi Baez. Like, oh, this guy's awesome. Love. All right, cool. Move up there. Go to however many games in the playoffs in Wrigleyville for game 7.
They call that one-hit wonder, by the way.
Hey, you know what?
Just saying.
You know what? Who's in the playoffs this year?
Well, you know,
I
always invite all my friends from Chicago, in case you lose the trophy there at some point, you can come to St. Louis. We have a whole bunch full of them.
Yeah. A whole bunch. Yeah. But I will say this.
That's fair.
So, when he was a little guy, when he went for Christmas, he wanted an Albert Pujols jersey. And my wife and I, who is this? So we had to Google everything to try to find who this Albert Pujols person was at the
Smart
time.
Smart guy in the family here. I kind of like this guy. Well,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
2 years later, we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been this flirting that he's had with it, but he never committed to a relationship.
I love it. Players. There's always players that I loved. Like, you know, grow up a Commanders fan, but Deion Sanders was my favorite. You know, Deion and Griffey, those were my two favorite athletes. So Deion playing for the Cowboys was always this like, I don't know about this. So you deal with it.
No, I get it. I get it. So Lakers, my first game as a child, my aunt lived near the old four. And I was there. I tell people I'm old enough to remember who was the center before Wilt got there. Okay. C.J. Kupak.
Oh, my God.
From Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I've always been a Laker fan. And we've had some hard times here recently. And I was about to give up my Laker card at one point because I think Rob Pelinka has done an awful job. Awful.
They're not watchable.
No, they're not. Hard
especially
to watch.
If you watch last night's game.
Oh, my goodness.
Not
Don't
watchable.
Get me started.
Not watchable.
But, you know, being a St. Louis and being a Cardinal fan and watching the different people come through here, this is the first year that we don't have that so-called recognizable superstar player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can go back to the Musial era. Mm-hmm. There's always been that one person that everybody in baseball knew, oh, he's a Cardinal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't have that player yet. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have one on the team. We just – that person hasn't stepped up yet.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the next challenge to see who that next face of the Cardinals is going to be.
We were spoiled.
Speaking of which, today's Ozzie's birthday, so we ought
to
wish the Wizard
the his
birthday. Speaking of people who have been the face of this organization.
Yeah. Still is to this day.
He's still the class guy.
And what is he, 71, 72
I'm going to let you tell his age. I'm going to tell you,
when he told me how old he was, I went,
yeah, I think he's 71,
wow, really
72.
Made me feel bad because I'm 10 years younger than him and I look nothing like that.
No, nobody's going to look like
that. We're going to step aside for another break here on KMOX. We'll be right back on the other side with more of our conversation. As my son discloses the fact that he has a Chicago Cubs tattoo on his ankle.
We're going to get him some therapy. It's not too late. We can say
we got to work on that boy.
Don't worry about it.
Have a long talk to that boy.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to KMOX 100 years on the airwaves here. This is Renee Knott filling in on this Friday for Dave Glover, who has the day off. It is December the 26th, one day after Christmas, and we've had a very lively conversation over the last couple of hours. I'm joined in the studio by Mike Claiborne, my son Easton, and my good friend Callie, as well as Daniel over here just smiling. He's our producer this afternoon, and thank you for being here, because we have no idea how to work that board.
It's a lot easier than you think. I bet I could teach you.
It's possible.
That's if you want to learn.
You probably don't want to learn.
I don't want to learn. Trust me, I don't want to. And you don't think you want me over there either, because as a 61-year-old, when I need help with my phone or something, I call my son.
Why do you think I moved away?
And they talked me through it. I got a MacBook about a month ago, and I had no idea how to set it up, make a phone call. But now I figured out I can go to YouTube and I can YouTube stuff and tell me how to do everything.
You down with it now.
I'm on YouTube every morning asking, is this good to use? Is this da-da? And it walks me through my world.
One of the more entertaining things that I can do to buy some time is log into my parents' YouTube account just to see what random videos
that they're
watching.
What is going on here?
It's a lot of like walking tours of this place, use this camera, old music searched in intermittently.
I will say this, though. Those walking tours. So before the Olympics in 2024, I wanted to get to know some ideas about Paris. And so I went to YouTube and I would put Paris in there. And all this guy would do is walk for an hour the streets of Paris with a camera, phone, I don't know what he used, and just walked around and you didn't say anything. So all you did was take it in as if you were actually walking along the street. And I learned a lot about where to go, where to turn, and all that just from watching those videos. So I will never discount
myself.
It
has its pluses. No, it truly has its pluses.
For pure vacation purposes, I don't know that it has its purposes, but when you're like Rennie, who's covering the Olympics and needs to know, I have to be as efficient as possible, as fast as possible. I see that benefit. Otherwise, just go do it otherwise, for yourself, folks.
But I learned, what is it, the Shakespeare Cafe or something that's across from Notre Dame, that it gets really crowded and you also can't take pictures in there. So I knew that before I went over there. That, you know, the cathedral had stuff on the outside because it hadn't reopened as of yet, that you could still get some, you know, a feel for what it's like to be inside because it's so much outside to keep people, I guess, enthused about what was about to happen with the reopening, that I was able to learn. And I knew that as I crossed certain bridges where I was in town, and all of that was because of watching those videos.
Yeah, you had that visualization.
It helped out tremendously. The other thing that helped out, technology-wise, is the whole Google Maps. I put the address in there, and
you know what,
would get me back to the hotel every time.
Google Maps sometimes can put you in a position where the one left turn the wrong way, and all of a sudden you take the long way back to where you initially thought you were going.
It happened to me the other day. I had to go up to Overland. I wanted to go shoot something, and so I put the address in the Google search bar, and it gave me directions, and I thought, okay, why didn't I just come from that way? Right. I would have been here so much earlier.
I didn't know Collinsville was this close to it.
There's also some advantages people like to talk about for Google and Apple to send you a certain way, drive you past certain places.
I see. So they want you to go by certain restaurants or certain whatevers.
Possibly.
And I got you.
Nothing is an accident.
Words of wisdom from Easton Nutt. Nothing is an accident. That'll be my next book. My only book. My first book.
And that'll be about me.
Last book.
All right. So what's everybody watching these days, streaming-wise?
Streaming-wise?
Yeah. I mean, what are you watching on TV?
Actually, I ended up watching this movie yesterday morning with my daughter. K-pop Demon Hunters or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a big show. Everybody loves this thing. It's not a show. It's a movie.
Are you watching Landman?
No, I haven't started that.
Oh.
No. I'm not a serious... I watch FBI. We watched Reacher when Reacher was still going.
I love Reacher.
I'm not a big... I like to watch a movie where it's like fight them and all that type of stuff.
You got to watch Landman.
Okay.
That's a plus.
You guys watching anything?
The biggest thing that I'm waiting on coming back right now is The Pit.
Okay.
Huge fan of The Pit. Very excited for that to be back.
We did Stranger Things last night, following along on Netflix. These big, long episodes. The drop's real far apart. Don't know where the show's going to go. I like the former seasons, but It's more of that, it's almost like that Barbenheimer thing that was happening a few years ago, where everyone's talking about Stranger Things. It could be good or bad this season, but at least I'm a part of the conversation.
Okay. All right.
It works.
Well, I just know this. I watched that movie, and that's however amount of time in my life I'm never going to get back. I wasn't that enthused with it.
I've been part of it.
But my daughter says that's like the big thing everybody's watching.
It is a children's movie. So that,
okay, well, there you go. That explains it all. I'm still not a child. I may act like one, but I'm not one. We're going to step aside once again right now to take a break. We'll be back in the next hour with the one and only Anthony Slaughter. He's going to be joining us. Stay with us here on the Dave Glover Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.